Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, what are the 2025-2026 requirements for CPD for property agents in NSW? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, the 10th of July, 2025.
I wanted to talk about is dear to our heart, possibly not quite so dear to all of the agents' hearts, and this is about CPD. And I can hear you're saying, Rosie, the CPD year just finished. Don't nag us about it. Well, you know what? I'm going to because I can. And the CPD requirements have changed. So every year there's, you know, usually a bit of a tweak on how CPD runs, and this year is no different. So the CPD year that started 10 days ago and now runs through until the 30th of June 2026. So, you know, we've got basically 51 weeks to go, is a little bit more, you've got to get your head around it a little bit. So let's break it up into, there's three license categories, and let's think just about class one and class two licensed agents to start with. There's real estate agents, there's strata agents, and there's stock and station agents. Let's look at the real estate agents first, because there's sort of five categories within that. And those five categories are, you now need to break it down into functions. If you hold a real estate license, class one or two, doesn't matter, and your function is residential salesperson, property manager or a buyer's agent, you need to do 7 hours. That 7 hours is made up of 4 hours of CPD that has some topics set by Fair Trading. The other 3 hours, which must be done face-to-face, is about the residential tenancy reforms. And yes, that's for salespeople, buyer's agents and residential property managers. That is a special topic for this year, obviously, with the changes to the Residential Tenancies Act. And it must go for 3 hours, and it can only be completed in face-to-face mode. So no interactive webinars, no online. So that's 7 hours of CPD if you're a class one or a class two. We will facilitate all of that for you. If you are a short-term residential property manager, you've got 4 hours and you don't need to do the 3 hour property management or the residential tenancy session. If you are a commercial agent or a business broker, so you've still got a real estate license, but your function is you act as a commercial agent and or as a business broker, it's 5 hours with the set topics from Fair Trading and you don't need to do the 3 hours on residential tenancies. Stock so that's sort of your categories for real estate licenses. Then we have stock and station agents who just do 5 hours, and strata managing agents. You're a little bit different this year. It's 5 hours in total, but 4 hours of that are the topics set by Fair Trading that will be, you know, offered through approved providers such as the Australian College of Professionals. And you'll also need to do an additional 1 hour online module that is only going to be offered through TAFE. Not available yet, but will be offered through TAFE. All of that information is on our website, and we've tried to put it into tables and make it fairly clear. If you don't understand what your requirements are, obviously either send us an email, pick up the phone. The other thing is that if you're a class one licensed agent, you will need to do additional CPD. So on top of that, 4, 5, or 7 hours that I just talked about, depending on what your function is as an agent, you will, if you're a class one, an extra, you'll be required to attend a 5 hour Fair Trading forum sometime during the CPD year. So they've got one on strata coming up on the 28th of this month. So hop onto their website if you want to register for that. And they will be letting class one agents know about these all the way through the year. So you'll need to do that. Again, as has pretty much always been the case, if you have more than one category of license, so if you hold a real estate license and a strata license, you will need to do your real estate CPD, you'll need to do your strata CPD, you will need to do the online module from TAFE for strata, and if you're class one, you'll need to do the 5 hours on top of that. So it's quite an increase in the amount of CPD. So there's differences, and the same for if you're a real estate agent and a stock and station agent. It's the real estate CPD, it's the residential tenancies reforms that will be part of the real estate CPD, plus you'll need to do the additional topic that isn't covered in the real estate one, which is around the issues of biosecurity and disease preparedness and some of the incident response issues around livestock. So which is about another hour or so. So there are some significant differences, and obviously we will talk you through all of that throughout the next 51 weeks to make sure that you are compliant.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.